This is Radio Energy News.
I'm Saskia Williams and this is your 11 o'clock EN4 News Update. In breaking news, the Met Police has lost an appeal against two victims of John Warboys, who won compensation for its failings. The women were raped by the black cab driver in 2003 and 2007 and said their treatment by police, who failed to believe their reports, caused them mental harm. The Supreme Court unanimously dismissed the Met's appeal.
By a majority, we have held that failures in the investigation of the crimes, provided they are sufficiently serious, will give rise to liability on the part of the police. And we further found that there were such serious deficiencies in this case.
In more breaking news, unemployment in Scotland has risen by 14,000 people. The increase took the unemployment rate from 4% to 4.5%, above the UK rate of 4.4%. The US president has signed an order which bans devices which can turn semi-automatic rifles into machine guns. One was used in last year's Las Vegas shooting, which killed 58 people. Donald Trump made the announcement at a ceremony honoring the bravery of people following last week's mass shooting at a school in Florida.
I signed a memorandum directing the Attorney General to propose regulations to ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns. I expect that these critical regulations will be finalized very soon.
Heavy drinking may be a big risk factor for early onset dementia. Scientists who looked at 57,000 cases discovered that 39% could be linked to alcohol-related brain damage. Alcohol is now the sixth most common cause of disability among people in their 50s and 60s. It is suggested a third of children with a working single parent live in relative poverty. The charity Gingerbread says its research shows that their mums and dads are struggling to find well-paid and stable work. Connor Darcy from the Resolution Foundation Research Group fears the rollout of universal credit could make things worse.
Single parents are more likely to be in receipt of tax credits, and when they move on to universal credit, people who are working or not working, there will be these cuts coming through, and some of those cuts for families will be quite large. We're talking, you know, over £1,000 for some of those families.
More than £7 million has been stolen from Scottish businesses through cybercrime in the past 7 months. Police believe crime gangs are behind 19 significant fraud scams in Scotland. Victims include Hamilton Academical FC, the Highland Hospice and Kay's Curling, the Ayrshire firm renowned for producing Winter Olympics curling stones. Social Bright has launched a campaign to house 600 homeless people in Scotland. It will follow a model that gives people a secure home and then helps them reintegrate into society. The programme is being funded with £3 million raised from December's Sleep in the Park event. Now, Edinburgh International Book Festival organisers are taking their show on the road with a new pop-up event. The three-day Glenrothes Festival, called Reimagination, will host talks, music and poetry in Roths Hall. Tennis coach Trudy Murray and football commentator Archie McPherson will also attend. Tune in to EN4 News at 12 p.m. for your next news update. I'm Saskia Williams.
This is Radio Energy News.